underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are continuing on our freedom journey with stage 3, identification. Let's say you walk in a room full of very entitled, prideful, disrespectful people, and you tell them, "Get out!" Are they going to listen to you? No. And if you're not careful, they're going to harm you. Unless you come against them in an authority that they're afraid of, in the name of someone that they fear. And even then, if you don't address them properly, they're going to resist you. This is the same with spirits. You have to properly address them. You have to call them out. You have to point them out by your finger. I mean, sometimes if you just say, "Get out in the name of Jesus Christ," some will go, the weak ones, they will leave. But the strong ones, they feel entitled. They're not going to budge unless you point them out. You call them out by name. That is when you're going to get them out. And in order to get that name, that is the identification, to identify them. That is an intricate process because it varies according to the spirit you're dealing with. And to my experience, we have 3 major types of spirits from the dark side. You have demons, fallen angels, and evil spirits. Demons, they used to be angels. They came down, they fell, they all fell together with Lucifer. They were all in heaven with Lucifer. So when Lucifer fell, they all came along with him. So Lucifer became the devil, and they became demons. So in a way, you can say that demons are also fallen angels, because they used to be angels. But according to the book of Enoch, the fallen angels, the watchers, who were also angels, they came down and have children with women. According to the book of Enoch, God gave the command to bind them up until judgment day. So those fallen angels, they're actually locked up right now. Now the children of the fallen angels, because they came down to beget children with women, and they did. And their children that are called Nephilim, those were destroyed physically in the flood. And after the flood, they got to live on as evil spirits because God cursed them to be evil spirits. They were sons of disobedience, and something conceived out of disobedience, God is not going to bless that. So they were cursed to be evil spirits, and that's where you get evil spirits from. And also, the same book of Enoch says that the woman that the fallen angel got with, they became mermaids, sirens. So yeah, mermaids, they do exist. They're the woman who got with the fallen angels. You have different type of spirits out there. But those are the 3 major ones, the demons, the fallen angels, and the evil spirits. And depending on the type that you're dealing with, some of them will identify themselves with the principality that they're operating under. For example, fornication. It's a group of spirits that operates under the principality of fornication. So when you come against that type of spirits, if you ask them their name, they might tell you that their name is fornication, because it's many of them operating under that principality. So when you cast fornication out, all the ones attributed to fornication, they're going to go out. An example of that is in Mark chapter 5, verse 9. Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." So here we see how many demons, they came together under one name to call themselves Legion. Because they have a hierarchy, they have a way to operate. You have a head, a boss, and the boss is the one who's leading his subordinate, his subjects. So in casting spirits out, you have to make sure that you tell them to take the subordinates too, the subjects. Because sometimes they will give you a specific name that they go by. That is a different type of demons that will do that. Because some demons, they would not identify themselves by nothing else but their true name. they would give you a specific name that they identify themselves with. And once you catch that name, it is very important that you also tell that spirit to take his subjects, because he might be a boss, a leader of thousands of demons. So if you don't specifically tell him to take his subordinates and you just catch his name and cast him out, well, his subjects is going to stay in. So there is a procedure to it. And like Jesus Christ showed us in the scripture, you can ask a spirit to tell you his name. And of course, he's not going to hand it to you easily, because you having his name will be equal to you binding him. So they will not give it to you easily. They will fight you for it. And at times, you will have to fast for Holy Spirit to reveal you the name. But either way, if you press on, eventually the name is going to be revealed. And once you get the name, then you take it into prayer to cast the spirit out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So now that we covered the identification and the naming of the demons and making a list, we can now go on with the deliverance prayer on our next stage, freedom.
Hallelujah.
So until next time, underground preacher to the underground church, and I am out.